Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Irving Berlin wrote a very familiar song years ago. We often don't hear the beginning of that song that I'd like to share with you now. While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. And then the part that we're familiar with. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam, God bless America, my home, sweet home. And then I'm going to read out of Isaiah today, chapter 46, verses 8 and 9, reading out of the Message translation. Let me read this. Think about this. Wrap your minds around it. This is serious business, rebels. Take it to heart. Remember your history, your long and rich history. I am God, the only God you've ever had or ever will have, incomparable, irreplaceable. Well, the morning breeze was soft and cool as I posted our American flag in its place of honor and watched it begin to float on the breeze. Yesterday, Memorial Day, is always an emotional day for me and many of us across this great nation. Many of us find it hard to talk about and express what we are feeling while emotions pour forth from the past as we reflect on the lives that we pause to remember and honor on that day. American heroes, heroes who blessed America. Are we worthy of what they did for you and for me? Are we worthy of their lives, which they gave up for us? As we sit here today in peace, we rightly give thanks for the lives of those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. We pray that on Memorial Day and every day, we will never forget the sacrifice of their lives given so that we might live today in the freedom, the security, and the peace that we enjoy. Tears fill my eyes and throat with gratitude whenever I try to tell my two precious granddaughters about those we honor and remember today. Many of you experience similar emotions. Tears flow each year as Linda and I watch the televised National Memorial Day concert and veteran after veteran stands when the Armed Forces medley is played, recognizing all who served in the various branches of the United States Armed Forces. Are we worthy of the lives they gave for you and for me? I want my granddaughters and children of all ages everywhere to know and respect the service and sacrifice of the heroes who have gone before them and others who continue to stand in the gap for them today. Generation after generation needs to know and learn through accounts taught in our schools, colleges, and universities what actually occurred, not what is politically correct, so that we never forget what they did for us. American heroes, each one, deserving all of the honor that we can show them. Beginning in 1866 with the placing of some flowers on the graves of some of our Civil War veterans, what we today acknowledge as Memorial Day was highlighted and has been since the dedication in 1911 of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington National Cemetery by the president's placing yesterday of a wreath at that tomb under the watchful eye of an elite unit of the Old Guard of the 3rd United States Infantry called the Tomb Guard. The Tomb Guard is an elite unit which maintains an hour-by-hour vigil every day of the year through storm and calm at that hallowed site. The tomb contains the remains of soldiers from World War I, World War II, and the Korean War, and an inscription on the tomb reads, "Here rests in honored glory an American soldier known but to God." American heroes, are we worthy of their lives and what they did for you and for me? So many, for so long, have paid the price for us, beginning at Bunker Hill and Lexington and Concord and down through Valley Forge. They made the first payment for us, and that payment has been kept up to date through the Argonne, Normandy, Iwo Jima, through the savage Battle of Tarawa, and then at Pusan and Porkchop Hill and across the Thousand Hills in Southeast Asia and the burning sands of the Persian Gulf and Iraq and the mountains of Afghanistan. American heroes, they paid the price for us. I wonder at times if we have forgotten that. I wonder how it happens, the lives which were sacrificed so that we may sit here today together in freedom are diminished by compromising the values of America for which they died. And their dreams that holding hands together, we can strive to be even better yet as a nation. I wonder if we have forgotten the price they paid. Because at times it seems that in too many places we have forgotten. I wonder if we've forgotten their sacrifice when we see the disrespect shown by too many sports teams, college and professional, during the playing of our national anthem. I wonder if we've forgotten their sacrifice when we see prayer removed from our schools, colleges, and universities, and where words like, with God all things are possible, are removed from public buildings, and crosses are sought to be removed from landmarks in towns, both large and small, across our nation. And on days like yesterday and today, we need to be reminded of our heritage and the American heroes who stood in the gap to defend and keep it. American heroes who never got the chance to live the life they once dreamed of. Some of them never came back. Others came back on stretchers or in crutches, in wheelchairs, and in boxes, while still others were spit upon and ridiculed for their service and sacrifice. Heroes, forever scarred and crippled, as well as those whose bodies lie beneath row after row after row of white crosses at the hallowed grounds of Arlington National Cemetery and thousands of cemeteries across this country and world. Heroes who fought and died that you and I might live and sit here today in freedom. American heroes. Those who served and those who remain, who see what's happening in some parts of our country, with its lack of civility and lack of support for America, with politicians, media pundits, and self-serving interest groups seemingly more concerned with votes, re-election, and ideology rather than protecting America and our citizens and lifting America as together we seek to touch lives for good. And they wonder whether we have lost our way and sense of values of this great nation, as our freedoms and heritage, rights and privileges that we hold dear seem to slip away or be given away. And you can't help but wonder whether those American heroes whom we honor yesterday and today and every day would be asking whether it was worth it to have given up their tomorrow so that we could live in freedom today. Was it worth it to storm Tarawa and lose a leg there? Was it worth it to storm Iwo Jima or fight in Vietnam and lose a buddy there? Was it worth it to fight in blinding sandstorms to liberate a people from fear and mutilation and death? And on days like today, we must make the answer, yes, by God, it was worth it. And we shall never forget the price you paid for us. For you see, my friends, liberty may be a heritage, as my granddaughters and men and women and children around our country enjoy, but it is never a gift. The liberty we enjoy today in this great nation, founded under the watchful eye of God, is not a gift. It has been paid for at great price. And America will stand as a place of liberty and equality, justice and freedom only as long as there are men and women, children and young people, generation after generation, who resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, and who themselves are willing to step up and pay the price and stand up simply for America. American heroes, they paid the price for us. My friends, not just yesterday or today, but every day, may our lives and our efforts be worthy of the honor and the sacrifice of their lives. May God bless our American heroes. May God bless us, and may God continue to bless America. the United States of America. Let me pray for us. Father, I just thank you for these moments of reminder, for those who stood in the gap for us, for those who stood up and gave their lives, the ultimate sacrifice, so that we might live here today in freedom. Lord, may we never forget. May we be worthy of their lives. May we continue together to make this nation as great as it has been, as great as it can be, not for us, just for ourselves, but for everyone in this nation and for those to come. Thank you, Lord, for all you do for us and with us, and thank you for the United States of America, and especially thank you for your Son. And it's in his precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.